Debbie. Morning, Debbie.
Hiya.
You're 17, Debbie.
Yeah.
From Fermanagh. You went to this. What did you experience?
Basically, I was involved in the whole crush thing that happened in the tunnel. And I was on the outside with my friend who is 18. And we were holding hands. And because the crowd was just so terrible that we knew we would have lost each other unless we were holding hands. So we kind of made it up towards the big double doors that the other two people were talking about. And then just all I could hear, I just remember everyone just started to scream and everybody started to roar and cry. And the next thing, me and my friend just, our hands went. And she said, I just went straight down. And I remember my face was crushed onto the mud because I was actually at the very bottom. And only that my right arm was in the air and a couple of guys that were at the side of the crush were able to lift me and pull me up by the arm, I undoubtedly would have just been crushed to death, and that is the honest truth. And today now, even a couple of days on, my arm underneath my right arm is completely numb and I can't grab anything, hold a pen, nothing. My wrist is in agony.
So you describe people, Debbie, screaming. Tell me what
people
you mean.
People were screaming. I remember my face was straight down in the mud and all I could hear was people, just full-grown men were roaring, everybody, get back, get back. And I could hear girls beside me screaming, help. And they literally were screaming for their lives. People got up and thought that they were going to die. They really, really did. And afterwards as well, two guys lifted me up and they sat me on a seat. And I was totally blacked out. And when I woke up, just a young girl that I know who is doing nursing in university, she was holding me by the wrist, saying in and out, because I was having a serious panic attack and I couldn't get anybody there, no organiser, nobody from the ambulance, no police, no bouncers, no staff members to help me. And only for her, I could not get a breath in.
Well, we need to contact OMA Council about this immediately, don't we?
It was absolutely disgusting. Disgusting.
Stephen, out in that...
Alan Rainey.
I'm still on the line here. Stephen.
Alan Rainey, are you listening to this?
I'm listening to it, yeah.
What's your reaction?
Well, I mean...
You're a councillor, right?
Of course I am, yeah.
Well, the council... I'll tell you what, Alan, and look, you know, I'm putting this... I'm really interested in your response and thank you for staying on the line.
Okay.
You know, the council have a big function here this morning, a massive function, because you have people publicly saying on this radio station that people were fearful of their lives, that someone could have been killed, that people were screaming in fear. Now, you know, the council have a duty of care here to establish what happened, to make sure it doesn't happen again. The police seem to be nowhere in this. The police telling us maybe there was a stampede, maybe there wasn't. Like, quite incredible that the police do not have an assessment of this already. And there are massive questions to be asked here around the organisers of this event.
I agree entirely with you, of course. The reports that are coming through as a result of the incident are horrendous. All I can say, and I have told you, I only arrived when the incident was over, and I didn't see any of it at all.
But you're hearing first-hand witness reports now.
I'm listening intensively.
And what is your reaction
to what's been said? I did hear someone say there, you know, that if the people maybe had been more patient outside. But if they pushed in and created some sort of an incident, I can't say yea or nay to that. Obviously, I heard you ask for some footage if someone had that on camera. Now, well, that would be very useful to see exactly what sparked this off. But it's dreadful that the young people, young ladies, come along and suffer such an ordeal. I understand that, and. Obviously, there will have to be an in-depth debrief done on that there.
Would this event have required a license or permission to hold? Presumably, you need a presumably you need an entertainment license that's issued by the council. Presumably,
that is right. This is the fourth one of these events that have been held at the Ecclesville Centre, and each time we, as a board at Ecclesville, were very happy with how it was run, and we had every confidence in the AGS promotion to, you know, carry on what they were doing. And this time in the courtyard, which was normally an out open air area, had been concreted and a huge marquee put on it to facilitate people whenever they came out of the main arena where the main event was taking place, that they were under cover and under shelter there. So I have every sympathy for the people who have got caught up on this here, and it has been terrible, you know, that people travelled a distance and were subjected to this. Certainly, as the chairman, we will of the board of Ecclesville, we will want to know exactly what happened here before another event takes place. And by the way, Ecclesville is the shop window of Northern Ireland for the agricultural event there that takes place by AGS Promotions every year as well in January. And what would you say? Large numbers are not unusual to Ecclesville.
Well, there's a question of AGS Promotions this morning, and it is simply this: where are you?
Where
are you this morning? You've pulled out of this interview. Where's the statement? Where's your accountability? You took the money on the night. What has gone on here? And you have 17-year-olds and others now in this programme saying they feared for their lives. And Debbie, you stand over that, do you? It was that bad.
Absolutely, absolutely. Me and my friend, we were just in absolute tears and agony through the whole night, and it wrecked everything. Yep. And only that we were there with about six other people, we would have went straight home. It was terrible.
I can tell you now, this programme has now received footage, actually, of the night. Someone has sent it to us, so I'm going to look at that as soon as I can. Robert's on the line. Morning, Robert.
Morning.
Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I was doing security at it, and everything safety could be no safer, and it was well manned. Just people wouldn't do what they're told.
No, I absolutely disagree with that, because I was watching everything happen afterwards, and everyone was running around screaming, young girls and boys. Grown men were roaring their eyes out, screaming and crying. And who was about? One policeman and one bouncer.